Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hour number two. Welcome back, everybody. Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. Well, you missed Jimmy B's voice for the first hour. Don't worry, though. That is not the case for hour number two. We go out right now to the Draft House 50 hotline, and that's where we find Jim Brinson. Jimmy B, what's going on?
Hey, buddy, just another beautiful day in the state of Iowa. Lots of activity. Got all the action at Principal Park. You got Big Ten Media Day going on in Chicago. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, we're gearing up to football season, putting a cap on things at the high school level. I was in Fort Dodge Thursday last week for the state softball tournament. It's a busy time, Jimmy B, and, well, some breaking news from Big Ten Media Day. You ready for this?
I'm ready. Go ahead, pal.
Well, it's not about the new two deeps that are released and Nathan Stanley at the top, though that's certainly important. No, it has nothing to do with what Delaney said or anything like that. Now, the Big Ten Network crew got together. And have you ever seen the thing on Jimmy Kimmel where they do reading mean tweets?
Absolutely, yeah. I've seen that many times.
They're doing that with one Kirk Ferentz, who, you know, doesn't even use Twitter.
I'm sorry. That just breaks me up. That's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see this.
I am right there with you. We're going to have some fun with this, I have a feeling. Here's the problem, though. How mean are they really going to get? I mean, the BTN is owned, you know, 50% of it by the league. They're not going to have the meanest of the mean sitting there for Kirk Ferentz, right?
No, look, you always yell at me because I go and I look at those goofy message boards and people for calling for his head, and he's awful as a coach. They're not going to put those up there. You know that. They're probably going to be something on the thing of, well, why didn't he call a pass play on fourth, on third down and four instead of trying to run the ball? It'll be something like that. You can't ask the guy to read something where some ridiculous fan is just like disparaging him to death. I wouldn't ask him to do that.
One of them, they gave a little sneak peek of one of the tweets that they're going to be using for this. This one comes from Irrational Hawkeye, who I follow on Twitter. Pretty funny guy. I get a kick out of him. He said back in April, a Kirk Ferentz draft would be four punters and three offensive linemen.
See, that's perfect. That's perfect. That's perfect. I mean, that's a perfect mean tweet for him to read.
So,
because it might be true.
Well, and my favorite part is Brent, who works for the Big Ten Network that put this together, said the funny thing is he said off camera that he once punted at third down when he was at Maine.
See, that's my point. That'll be all fun, and it'll be great stuff to laugh at. When everybody thinks mean tweets, they're going to ask parents to read something that I said about him when I cursed him out or when I said he was a bum and he should be fired along with Barta. No, they're not going to do anything like that.
No.
Nothing like that.
You know how it's going to go. It'll be fun. They'll get a couple of yucks out of it. It's a good time, and there's nothing wrong with that. I certainly am looking forward to that and seeing what the guys put together over there with that. Jimmy B, as we go through Media Days, Kirk Ferentz, we're going to bring that to you here in a little less than 10 minutes. We'll go live to Chicago with Kirk and Big Ten Media Day. As you get ready for, you know, football season, and you're hearing some of the guys, DJ Durkin's up there. I want to get your thoughts, though, on Michigan State. Just was listening to D'Antonio during the last break. Iowa goes there, week number five for them, second game of the Big Ten slate. It's in East Lansing, and you know there's a lot of people out there because Michigan State struggled so much last year, because of all the off-field stuff that they have that has happened this year, that are putting that in the W column for Iowa. I think that's tough to do. Remember, Michigan State, as bad as they were last year, they had Ohio State on the ropes. You know, they had them sitting there and lost that game by a single point last year, second to last of the season. This is still a pretty talented Michigan State team. The wheels just fell off last year. It's certainly not going to be a cakewalk when they go in there in week five.
Well, I agree with you, partner. Look, this is a team. Look, we all know D'Antoni can coach. Mm-hmm. We know that. His staff is a solid staff. So to be honest with you, I struggle to put the W right there for Iowa, at least as we are here in like, what, middle of June or middle of July. I just can't do that at this moment until I see something out of Iowa. Has Michigan State had their troubles? Absolutely. But if there's a guy who can piece it back together and make it respectable again, it's D'Antonio. Look, he's a guy that knows how to win. All they do there in East Lansing is win, for the most part. And anytime you go on the road in the Big Ten, maybe with the exception of Rutgers, although Rutgers gave some teams trouble a little bit last year, despite the fact that they didn't win, they were in a couple of games. It's just kind of one of those things where you just can't mark it down as an automatic W until you get a chance to see, A, what Iowa has, and B, what Michigan State has. And we'll get that offering in the first couple of games because of their non-conference schedules. So we'll have a pretty good look at both teams, and then we could make a more justified assessment of what we believe will take place when Iowa does go on the road to East Lansing.
Tomorrow, P.J. Fleck, Jim Harbaugh, there'll be a couple of the headliners there. Also gets Fitzgerald. Today is more of a little low-key day. Even Urban Meyer, maybe the most well-known this side, a Harbaugh coach in the Big Ten, he's not going to say anything really inflammatory. That's not his style. Tomorrow, I think, is when we're going to see probably a few more fireworks there at BTN Media Days.
I'm looking forward to that. That's generally where you're going to have, if the wheels are going to come off the wagon at all, you're right, it's going to be tomorrow. I'm looking forward to hearing what P.J. Fleck has to say. And, of course, everybody wants to know what Harbaugh is going to say. So, because he's just a loose cannon, and he'll say just about anything. But I think Fleck is going to be the guy that is going to garner up a lot of interest just because of the zaniness that he brings to his coaching style, Trent. And so I think that's probably one of the guys that everybody will be targeted into waiting for him first time as a Big Ten Conference coach.
Elite. He'll say elite a whole bunch, and we know that.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
It's happening with him coming up. Jimmy B with us on the phone line. Hope to have everything set up and back with us tomorrow for the full 3 hours, Jimmy B. How about those Cubs? I asked you a week ago, when we were going to see them in first place, and as they get ready to start here in about 10 minutes against the White Sox, they're in first place.
Absolutely. Look, we both felt that they couldn't be as bad as they were in the first half of the season. Mm-hmm. And we stated that numerous times on the show. I thought it was a deplorable, and I'm not going to back off that word, first half for the Cubs with the talent that they have. But they have come out of the gate in the second half and played like the team that I think most Cubs fans thought they were going to be. Now, look, are they going to run off a 10-game win streak? Probably not. But right now, where they are in first place and tied with the Milwaukee Brewers, it's just a little couple of percentage points at the moment, they're going to take over first place. I think, Trent, right now, the team that looks at least a little bit dangerous are the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mm. Have you seen the way that they played lately?
They're playing better. They're playing better, of course, coming off the suspension as well. They get Polanco back, but I don't know. Does this team have enough? Can Garrett Cole finally put everything together? He's been incredibly inconsistent this year. They need him in a big way. Do they have enough? Watson, the local guy down in the bullpen, he's been inconsistent this year. That's been kind of this team in general, the Pirates, inconsistent. They're playing better. I don't see them being able to catch the Cubs or stay in a race with the Cubs where, say, the Cubs do win 86, 87 games. I can't see the Pirates doing that. And as we know this year, being a couple games over 500, that's probably not going to be good enough for a wild card either in the NL.
I agree with you because it looks like the NL wild card is going to come out of the West. Colorado and Arizona, it looks like they kind of regained their footing a little bit. And both of those teams are still comfortably in front in the National League wild card. Washington Nationals continue, of course, to lead in the East. And now, with the Cubs in first place, in the Central. I really thought that there really might kind of be a real dogfight between the Cubs and the Cardinals, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things where St. Louis is still kind of flopping around, a little bit of a fish out of water, and they're still struggling. Are you surprised at that, or did you think that this was going to be a year where St. Louis was just not going to be able to really challenge?
No, I was hopeful that the Cardinals would be able to gain some kind of traction here, you know, do something, get on a run. But you look back at the last 2 years, it's just been so un-Cardinal-like. There's been weird, odd things that have been happening also, you know, back inside with guys being sent down, you know, guys that are not exactly veterans, but have been around for a few years, and then they go away. It's been an incredibly weird run out of the Cardinals, and I'm just kind of left wondering, is it time for an overhaul? We're now a week away from the trade deadline. Does it make sense for the Cardinals to, not a complete breakdown, you know, not like the Cubs went through or the Astros or anything like that, but
right, but
maybe look at a couple of pieces and see what you get in return, because it doesn't look like it's happening this year for them.
I agree with you, and it'll be interesting to see if they start to unload some talent and go in a different direction. I'm with you. I didn't expect them to be floundering quite like this. They got off to that horrific start, and then they went on a tear and played their way back in, and now once again they've fallen on hard times.
So, breaking news from the world of baseball, Jimmy B. I don't know if you saw it, but it just came across that I saw a moment ago. Clayton Kershaw out 4 to 6 weeks. He'll be sidelined with the injured back. That's a blow there.
Well, he's had back issues in the past. We all know that. He missed a lot of time with back issues. And he was on the mound yesterday, Trent, because I saw a little bit of that game. And he was throwing fine, and then about the second inning, he kind of tweaked a little bit, and then he finished the inning, and they went and talked to the trainer, and the trainer said, that's it. And they went back to the training room, and he was done. It doesn't surprise me that he won't be able to pitch for a while, because you can see him really grimace. You know, it could have been a back spasm. You know, you get those from time to time. And so maybe they're just, you know, going to be extra precautions taken here, because it is Clayton Kershaw.
Well, all I know right now is that Kirk Ferentz is not going to be pleased, running a touch behind as we flip to 115. Jim, you know Kirk. Kirk is always on time. He does not He does not want any false time in there. He doesn't want to waste any time. And now DJ Durkin is walking off the stage as I'm watching here. And we're going to bring Kirk Ferentz on in just a moment. Jimmy B, we'll talk here in a little over an hour or so with you once again, all right?
All right, sounds like a plan. Let's get ready, because here comes the head Hawkeye headed up to the microphone. I like it, Trent. Thank you.
Yep, that's Jimmy B checking in. He'll be back with us for the full show, hopefully tomorrow, as long as we get all our technology figured out. Jimmy B out and about on the road. But we'll have things hopefully figured out by tomorrow, and he'll be with us. As mentioned, Kirk Ferentz coming up here in just a moment from Big Ten Media Days. We will bring that to you in Chicago. Earlier today, Tom Kakert was with us. Right now, the head hawk, Kirk Ferentz from Chicago.
Top seven in Big Ten history. Iowa returns 16 starters from last season, including seven on offense and eight on defense. After a few opening remarks, we'll take questions.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm sure like every coach that's been up here, you know, we're certainly eager to get started here on Sunday, and this has been a really good football team to work with since back in January. I think they've done a nice job handling each step along the way, but certainly eager to get on the field and just see how this team develops and continues to grow. We had some good moments last fall. Like every year, you know, you graduate some outstanding players, outstanding seniors. Last year's no exception. But at the same time, we have good players coming back, and some guys that we think are really good prospects as well. So kind of eager to get there. Like every year, you have areas of strength returning, areas where you're not experienced and you're trying to measure up your team a little bit, and that's certainly, as we get started next week, something we're really anxious to tune in on. I think if you just look at our team in a nutshell, our inexperience is really on the perimeter, both offensively and defensively, including the quarterback position. And then I think I'd be remiss if I didn't include our specialist. Our kicking competition is still in effect. We're not sure who our punter is right now, much like the quarterback. And we lost a tremendous returner in Desmond King, somebody that won't be easily replaced. So those are things that we're focused on. I think if you want to talk about strengths, the closer we are to the football, it's probably where we're a little bit more experienced. So, again, it's all about how the team comes together. This is certainly the talk season right now and the training season, and you can only talk so much and you can only train so much, and then it's time to move into the next phase. So we're excited about that. And like I said, we'll begin. Typically, it's in August this year for the second time, at least in my career in college. Second time, it's going to start up in July. So we'll get started here on Sunday and eager to get going. I'll throw it out for questions.
We'll begin here on the right.
Dennis Dodd, CBS Sports. Over here, sir.
Yep.
In the same year, you've seen Bob Stoops step down at a relatively young age. Obviously, the unfortunate passing of Bobby Elliott. What does it mean to you right now to be the nation's, senior coach right now?
Oh, yeah, I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it. Bob's a really, I think you'd consider each other to be good friends. Bob was a player at Iowa when I got there in 1981. He was a junior and a captain on the 82 ball club. And then we worked together 4 or 5 years before he went to Kent State. So Bob's a tremendous guy, he's done an unbelievable job at Oklahoma. Great job as an assistant, and then when he had his opportunity at Oklahoma, just has been fantastic for that institution. Certainly good for college football, really good for college football. So we've, in my mind, lost one of the good coaches in this game, one of the best coaches that has ever coached. But I'm happy for him. He's totally at peace. We've talked. I saw him a week ago, and then Bob Elliott again. Just I think these are all reminders just how precious life is and how precious opportunity is. So. Yeah, I feel very, very fortunate. This would be my, 28th year at Iowa, and feel fortunate that, 1981, somehow, some way, I ended up there as an assistant.
We'll go on the left, but towards the back.
Chad Lystico, Des Moines Register. Over here.
Hey, Chad.
I know how much you love to talk about depth charts, one of your favorite topics. But today you listed two starting tight ends, multiple tight ends in your starting lineup in the depth chart you released. Why the change?
Well, accentuate the positive, I guess. That's an area that we think has a chance to be a strength on our football team. And I think it's well documented, at least in our state, that we're inexperienced at the receiver position. Certainly great to get Matt Vandenberg back. But I think it's fair to say that we'll play with multiple tight end sets frequently. At least until some of the other guys get caught up a little bit. So we were pleased with what we saw in the spring. Just wanted to recognize that. But to your first point, depth charts really are pretty meaningless almost everywhere this time of year. But a month from now, a month, 6 weeks from now, they start to have a little bit more relevance.
Over on the right in the third row.
Paul M. Banks, thesportsbank.net. One of the three players that you brought here, Sean Welsh, published that very heartfelt, very revealing, very emotional op-ed on the school website. What were some of your thoughts when you first heard that he was going to do that, and how do you feel about some of the reaction that you've received from the publication of it?
Yeah, Sean came to me probably a month ago, 5 weeks ago, somewhere in that ballpark, and said he had an interest in doing so, and talked to several people about it outside our program, just to get their vantage point on it, but it was with the attitude of hopefully that we could go ahead and move forward with it without any visible downside. And I think it just speaks volumes about Sean as an individual, what a courageous young man he is. To watch him wage this fight the last couple of years has been more than impressive. We get to watch guys play football. It's a tough, competitive game. But, to watch a guy, deal with an issue like this the way he has, so important and so impressive, and then also obviously the support network that he had available to him. Everybody was just fantastic. So I really commend him for wanting to come forward, and it was all in the spirit of trying to help other people, whether it's college-age students, athletes, certainly, depression doesn't discriminate. Anybody's potentially vulnerable to it. So I think him coming forward and handling it the way he did is just so commendable, and hopefully it, you know, helps other people down the road.
On the left, all the way in the back corner now.
Jason Jorgensen, KRVN Radio. Coach, talk about your opener. That's got to be a tricky game with Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who scheduled that game, actually. You know, Wyoming was struggling a little bit years ago, and Coach Bull's done an unbelievable job, no big surprise, but just a tremendous job bringing that program back in short time and building it step by step. And that's, anybody's familiar with the work that he did at North Dakota State. What is a surprise a little bit is that quarterback. He's, you know, just a fantastic football player. He's got a really interesting story, and but the bottom line is he played great last year. But it was more than just him. They have an excellent football team. They were division champs, and you know, we expect a real tough battle in our first contest. So it's we're going to need to be ready.
We have time for a few more questions.
Hey, Coach, Akram Wadley, a lot of hype about him. Do you see any kind of next-level NFL potential in him? And what are your expectations for your big-name tailback this season?
Yeah, there's some talk of that at the end of last year. I know he gave a little bit of thought to it. And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. I thought that was a little bit premature. And, you know, we've been with Akram now for 4 years. I've coached in the National Football League. And I think we were aware of some of the things that we felt like he needed to do. And it's really been fun. Akram is a very talented young guy, a little bit like Matt Vandenberg. Both of them were undersized when they showed up at our place 4-plus years ago. But they both have worked extremely hard. And in my mind, the turning point for Akram was the 2015 season. We were playing up here on the road without LaShawn Daniels, who was out with an injury. Then Jordan Canzeri went down early in the game. And that was the day that Akram really took a major step forward, I think, in his performance. He just understood we needed him. We were counting on him. He delivered beautifully, and since that time, he's just grown with each and every week. So he's a very talented guy. He's a more mature, physically mature player than he was a year ago at this time, which I think will let him play at a higher level in our conference. And, you know, like all of our players, you hope they all grow and improve, and he's certainly done that. So, yeah, we think he's poised to have a tremendous year. He's got a great attitude, loves football. He's good with his teammates, and I'm thrilled he's on our football team. So, you know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed. For us to have a successful season, we certainly need our best guys to play their best, and he's certainly one of our best players.
Straight in front of you, behind the camera.
Okay. Yep. Kirk, Scott Docterman, Land of 10. Drake Kulik suffered a really ugly injury to his leg last year in the season finale. How has he progressed, and will he be ready for August camp?
Yeah, we expect him to be full speed on Sunday, and he's worked extremely hard. You know, I think that's a topic that gets talked about, but I think people really don't appreciate just how difficult it is to come back from an injury, and his was no fun, certainly, when he experienced it. But I think, as you all know, he's got a tremendous attitude. He's been a strong team leader on our football team. He's put that attitude to work. He's fought through the ups and downs of recovery, through rehab, and just had a good summer. So I'm not going to tell you he's going to be pain-free all season long, but he's been cleared, and he's very determined to have a great senior year.
Are there any further questions for Coach Ferentz? If there are no further questions, okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
So there it is once again. Kirk Ferentz up at the podium once again. Not a whole lot of questions for Kirk. We've seen this song and dance for a while. That's some good stuff, though, on Akram Wadley. He's said it before, but always interesting to hear him talk about Akram Wadley, the decision to come back, the premature nature of him. Possibly leaving some good stuff there from Kirk Ferentz. We'll take a timeout, coming back with more on the other side as we take you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Kirk Ferentz over at Big Ten Media Days. More on that later in the show. We got Scott Miller. We're going to talk baseball with him at 1:40. Kevin Lehman put a cap on the hoop season, summer hoop season, as it pertains to the Primetime League over in Eastern Iowa. Jimmy B back with us. We got Greg Stevens stopping by. He is the director for the Iowa Barnstormers AAU basketball program. Busy show. We're halfway through. Still a lot more here over the next 90 minutes, Jimmy B and TC.
BGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket? Draft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
The Iowa State Fair is packed with thrills. The thrill of competing for a blue ribbon. The thrill of sampling something new on a stick. And new this year, there's Thrill Parks. The spectacular, jaw-dropping, and super speed thrills of today's best rides can be found in the clean and family-friendly atmosphere of Thrillville. Little fairgoers and their families will find loads of giggles and smiles at Thrill Town. And head to Thrill Zone for breathtaking, heart-stopping, hair-raising adventure. Visit iowastatefair.org to check out all the thrilling new and familiar rides you'll discover at the Iowa State Fair, August 10th to the 20th in Des Moines. Visit iowastatefair.org for new Thrill Parks wristband offers.
Nothing compares to the thrills at the Iowa State Fair.
Get ready, Chiefs Kingdom. The 2017 football season is right around the corner, and season tickets are on sale now. Join in on the action at Arrowhead Stadium, where your Kansas City Chiefs will play host to the Steelers, Eagles, Broncos, Raiders, and more. Preseason starts on August 11th against the 49ers, so hurry and get your tickets now. For more information or to purchase tickets, go to Chiefs.com or call 1-888-99-CHIEFS. That's 1-888-99-CHIEFS.
Summer is here, and when the storms hit and your roof leaks, it's time to call Wolf Construction. From a complete re-roof to just fixing that leaky roof, the roofing staff has experience working with many different roof systems with Wolf Construction and a knowledge of how the roof system works best for your home. Wolf Construction will do their best to honor you with timely communication, a job well done, and a price that's fair. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-225-8866 or online. WolfConstruction.net.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
Requires 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1-21-17.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Rolling through a Monday edition, 515-264-1700. As always, that's how you get involved here. Jimmy B, he'll join us again a little bit later on in the program during the 2 o'clock hour. We got Scott Miller coming up here in about 8 minutes. We will talk some baseball with him. Kevin Lehman on the PTL. Greg Steven, who runs the Iowa Barnstormer AU program, also set to join us here this afternoon at about 2:40. Cubs and White Sox are underway. That one just started. They go to the home half of the first as they're playing on the north side in Wrigley Field. Cubs lineup going Hayward, Bryant, Rizzo, 1-2-3, followed by Contreras, Schwarber, Zobrist, and then Jay Baez, Hendricks. As Kyle Hendricks back out there and able to get through the first unscathed, gives up a hit, a couple of strikeouts. How about that from Kyle Hendricks as he makes his way back after a long time away, for Kyle Hendricks on the bump for the Cubs this afternoon. So we'll be watching that one this afternoon. More to come as well from Big Ten Media Days. Kirk Ferentz, you just heard it here on 1700, the press conference from over there. 2 o'clock, he will meet again with the local media, and then at about 3:15 to 4:15, him and the players will be available for some questions over there. Josie Jewell back for the second consecutive year, along with Matt Vandenberg and Sean Welsh, the three players that accompanied Kirk over two media days. So some more stuff to come from them. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep you up to date, really, on everything that is happening on that front. So one little topic I wanted to hit before we turn our attention to baseball. So yesterday on Twitter, this is getting a rise out of a number of people. Matt Campbell, the head coach for Iowa State, he was out over the weekend doing some things, a little team building, you know, all the standard exercises that there are. And yesterday, tweets out a picture and says, "The team that plays together stays together. Thanks to Aaron Wendell showing us how special it is to represent Cyclone Nation. Hashtag Farm Strong. Hashtag AHF. Now you may be asking yourself, TC, I understand Farm Strong. They're standing in front of, I don't know, barn, something. It's not a barn. I'm not a farmer. I don't know what it is. They're on a farm, though. That's what they're doing. Hashtag Farm Strong. Got it. Iowa State, a great agricultural program. Sure. AHF. What does that mean? Well, it is not acute heart failure. No, it is not that. From the Iowa State perspective, it means actually helping farmers. A little shot, a little dig at Iowa's A&F. Hayden Fry coined the term back in the 80s during the farm crisis of the 1980s, put it on the helmets, did something to help. Iowa State fans believe that they don't do enough, though, to help farmers, and that's how the AHF moniker began, and now hashtag AHF. Now, as you can imagine, both sides are going back and forth. They're yelling at each other. Why would you say that? Why do you need that? Iowa State says, well, we're actually doing things to help. And the back and forth begins. Hey, we need some sports, right? We need some football to come and to end this ridiculous nature. AHF. Actually helping farmers versus Iowa's A&F. You know who we need to get on the show? We need to get Matt Nelson. He's an Iowa State guy, an Iowa State grad, and a guy that works in the agriculture field. We'll try to track him down this week. I think it'd be some good stuff from him and some thoughts on the moniker that was tweeted out. Always something, isn't there, in that Cy-Hawk rivalry. We'll come back here on the other side. Baseball talk with Scott Miller from Bleacher Report. He's up next on the Big Talker 1700.
Big news, big talk.
Join me, Diana Kelly, every Saturday morning at 10 for what's happening in your neighborhood with Inside Iowa.
On 1700 KBGG.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515- 225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Can you finish this little ad phrase? More saving, more doing. That's right. Most people know it's the Home Depot. But this message isn't about Home Depot. It's about how your memory works. Why is it you remember certain ad messages and literally hundreds of songs that you never set out to memorize? That's the power of sound. It can make a good tune or a good idea stick. Now here's a question. Would you like to learn the 5 secrets of making a message for your business sticky, you know, memorable and powerful? Then just call us and ask to speak to our ad strategy manager. He'd be glad to share them with you, no obligation. The good thing is, with radio, you can afford to get sticky. Then when someone's in the market for what you sell, who are they going to remember? If you want them to remember you, take advantage of radio. The power of sound.
Hi, this is Rick Nixon. If you'd like to learn the 5 secrets of a powerful campaign, just call me here at the station, 331-9200. We're glad to share them.
From Charlene Harris, the acclaimed author behind True Blood, comes a thrilling new drama. Midnight, Texas.
Midnight sits on powerful mystical energy.
In Midnight, only outsiders fit in.
What are you exactly?
Vampire is one word for it.
But when their town is threatened, these misfits will band together and fight.
I'll help however I can.
Midnight, Texas. Premieres tonight on NBC.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See homedepot.com for details. Offer ends August 16th.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
This is a show where we take more calls than any other talk show in North America. The reason is we talk about you right in front of you every day. So thanks for being here.
The Dave Ramsey Show on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Count it down. Let's hear a great debt-free scream.
3, 2, 1.
I'm debt-free!
Yeah! 9 to noon.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Time to get into some baseball right now. Jimmy B and TC as we go out to the Draft House 50 hotline. That's where Scott Miller is, BleacherReport.com, as he joins us right now. Scott, good afternoon to you. Well, still morning out there on the West Coast. You still got 20 minutes before you get to the afternoon. How are things?
All good. The great time of the baseball season. You know, the just approaching the dog days, but obviously the deadline a week from today, so a lot of stuff going on. You know, multiple interesting stories, all good.
Yeah.
Watching the Cubs White Sox from out west right now.
We're doing the same thing here in the studio. And before we get into the Cubs and our local teams here from our Midwest Outpost, I want to start with the big national story of today. Clayton Kershaw expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks. Something with that back issue. There's been some issues before. I guess if there was ever a good time for this to happen, it's probably right now, especially with the lead that the Dodgers have. But how concerning is this news to you when you hear Clayton Kershaw on the back?
Well, it's very concerning, and on a couple of reasons. One, just simply backs are tricky. Knowing that Clayton Kershaw missed 2.5 months last year with a herniated disc in his back, the fact, what you worry about now is chronic back trouble, number one. Number two, those initial reports that come out today that he's expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks, emphasis on the word expected, he's still going to be examined by Dr. Robert Watkins, who is one of the leading back doctors in Los Angeles. The Dodgers' early estimate is 4 to 6 weeks, but he's still got to see a back specialist. So, you know, hopefully the Dodgers' estimate is correct, but that could get adjusted, the 4 to 6 weeks, after he sees this back specialist. So hopefully the 4 to 6 weeks doesn't turn into 8 to 12 weeks or beyond. So we'll wait for the other shoe to drop. That's first of all. Second of all, you know, if the 4 to 6 timetable is going to be correct, then you figure 4 weeks is a month. So now you're looking at him coming back in late August or early September, which would give him time probably to get back up to speed for the playoffs in October. But if it's 6 weeks, you know, you're talking, now you're pushing into early September, and he has less time to get ready for the playoffs. So, you know, still a dicey situation, which means you wonder if the Dodgers, I know they've been talking with Texas about Yu Darvish, you wonder if they'll make a move like that right now.
You mentioned Yu Darvish, a lot of eyes out there, a lot of people looking at the potential rental in him, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Cubs. What's the one that makes the most sense to you, Scott, for Darvish?
Well, I think, you know, Darvish is a free agent this winter, so he's going to be a rental player. I think the Dodgers make a lot of sense right now because they've lost the phenom Julio Urias. You know, a month ago, he went down with a shoulder injury, and he's having surgery, and he's going to be out the rest of this year and all of next year. So they were hoping Urias would be their number two starter in October behind Clayton Kershaw. So he's out. Alex Wood has been really good. He's evolved into the number two starter. But the point is, Urias is out. If Kershaw is questionable at all, Dodgers are going to need a stud starting pitcher. So I think right now Darvish makes the most sense for the Dodgers. Maybe second Houston, because the Astros have a great young team, and they've got to, you know, I mean, they have the best chance in club history to win a World Series this year. So I think there's every indication that they should go for it.
Well, Yu Darvish, one of the names that you continue to hear out there, Justin Verlander, possibility of him going, Marco Estrada, the Blue Jays. How about Sonny Gray? I saw a report earlier today that the Mariners might be involved. What exactly is happening with the Mariners here? Is they're making all kinds of moves. They go out, they get David Phelps to come in. Now they get Cardinal left-hander Marco Gonzalez. Everybody's alive for that wild card in the American League, but boy, this one just doesn't make much sense from afar.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the Mariners are definitely looking for starting pitching. You know, I think Sonny Gray is probably going to be a bit beyond their skis in terms of what they want to give up in prospects. I know they've been watching everybody from, you know, even the Padres have Trevor Cahill, who's had a little bit of a reemergence. You know, he was an all-star back in the day for Oakland. You know, then he went to Arizona. And Cahill, you know, he's one of those lower-tier starting pitchers that is available. To me, for the Mariners, I think they're going to add somebody. I think it's going to be more of a Trevor Cahill than a Sonny Gray.
Makes sense. Scott Miller joining us, BleacherReport.com. As we take a look, trade deadline coming up in a week here. Plenty of names out there. If you can, let's come back here to our local level. The Twins thought to be involved for Jaime Garcia. Then that one was shelved. What did you know? What did you find out about that one? And is there a possibility there could be still something in the works there?
I think Atlanta's going to trade Jaime Garcia. I think there's a possibility it still could be to Minnesota. But, you know, word is that a medical report, one of the Twins prospects, the Braves weren't thrilled with. So word is that, you know, whether they can re-piece that back together or not, you know, we'll see. But, you know, no question the Twins are looking for starting pitching. I think Jaime Garcia is going to be traded. But I think as every day goes by, it's less likely he'll go to the Twins because they were so close last week. So either they're, once that fell apart, either they're going to be able to put it back together and or they're not. And I think if they do or if they would have, it would have involved just another couple of days, not another week or two.
So the Twins sit 2.5 games back of Cleveland as we look at it right now. Kansas City a game and a half back. We've all been waiting for Cleveland seemingly all season long to kind of put it all together. We know an incredibly talented team. What do you think the Royals and Twins are going to do leading up to the trade deadline? Is it still kind of a wait-and-see approach for both of these teams with still a week to go before they really have to make that decision?
I think it is, but I think both are looking to add starting pitching. You know, I mentioned Trevor Cahill a minute ago when it comes to Seattle. Kansas City's been watching him. Kansas City wants to add another starting pitcher. They've been hot. They think they're back in the race. I think they add. They're buyers, not sellers. But then the question becomes, they're not going to buy high. And, you know, they're not going to, they don't have a ton of money. Secondly, they don't have, you know, they're not going to fork over a ton of prospects because they know after this year, Mike Moustakas is a free agent. Eric Hosmer, Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, all free agents. So what the Royals are going to do, they need to hang on to all their prospects. So they're looking at, you know, being creative, adding a starting pitcher one way or another, but without a ton, you know, not a big salary and not forking over a bunch of prospects.
It's a tough spot to be. You know, the rebuilding process when it comes for Kansas City is going to be tough. You don't want to hurt it, though, by making a couple of big moves here for, in reality, which would be a one-game playoff, and then if you win that one, if Cleveland does pull away, then you get Houston for a series where you probably burn your ace in that wild card game. It's a difficult spot to be if you're a Kansas City full Royal fan right now.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, the wild card, that's why this time of year, executives of teams on the fringe really have to look hard into the mirror because that wild card, as you pointed out, that's one game roll of the dice. So, you know, it's like you have to self-evaluate and say, how serious do I, how good can my team be? If we can win that wild card game, can we truly make a run in the playoffs? Or do you have to say, okay, because if what the scenario I just laid out, well, then you naturally would be more aggressive in terms of trying to get help. But if you look at your team and you say, even if we win the wild card game, we're lacking here, we're lacking there, and we're lacking here. So, for example, if you run into Houston, I honestly don't think my team has any chance against the Astros. It's not worth possibly mortgaging next year for my team by trading some prospects just to try to get into that wild card game. That's where it's tricky. However, you know, 2014, the San Francisco Giants and the Kansas City Royals played in the wild card, played in the World Series. Both were wild card teams. Mm-hmm. They both made it all the way to World Series. Obviously, the Giants won a World Series after entering as a wild card team. So it can be done, but you know, the odds are stacked against you. And like I say, that's where the general managers this week are going to make their money, looking into the mirror and deciding, okay, am I for real? My team might be 3 or 4 games out in the wild card, but is it for real? If I get a couple of guys, can we then win the wild card slot, win the wild card game, and make a serious run in the playoffs? Or is this fool's gold I'm chasing?
Last thing, as we're talking baseball with Scott Miller from Bleacher Report, 34 years ago today, Scott. I'll put you in the Wayback Machine, let you figure out exactly where you were. I was living in New Haven, Iowa with my parents as a three-year-old, so I don't remember it happening live, but an Iowa connection here. As a home plate umpire, Scott McClellan was at the plate for George Brett and the Pine Tar incident.
Yeah.
Take us back 34 years ago and some memories from there, Scott.
Yeah, 34 years ago. So that year, I'm trying to remember, was that 1977?
83.
No. 83, okay. Yeah, 83. I was in college in Michigan. I was home for the summer working at Sterling State Park in Monroe, Michigan. Great summer job, by the way, for two reasons. One, I was stationed quite often in the booth up front taking money from cars as they came in to the beach on Lake Erie. The great summer job when you're in college because,
yeah.
Number one, I'm taking money from cars coming in. Oftentimes, those cars coming in were girls my age and already in their bikinis headed to the beach. So I got to schmooze with some of them. Number two, in that booth, I was able to keep a radio, and I listened to the Tigers back then almost every day, so I was able to keep in touch with baseball as well. Over the years, I've talked to George. I've been fortunate enough to doing what I do now, fortunate enough to talk to George Brett many times, some Yankees, some Royals. It's funny now talking to George, the Hall of Famer, because he's such a mild-mannered guy, and the pictures from that day of his eyes about to pop out of his head and the neck veins bulging, it's just one of the great moments in baseball history.
I love the story. He said, if McClellan calls me out here, I am coming out of the dugout. And sure enough, he puts that arm up, and he comes flying out of there.
Oh,
I'm watching it right now. Go to MLB.com and you can relive it 34 years later. Scott, as always, great catching up with you. Great talking baseball. Enjoy the next week, trade deadline time. I'm sure one of the busiest weeks you got.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be on the phone, on the text quite a bit now. So appreciate it, Trent. We'll talk soon.
Sounds great. Scott Miller with Bleacher Report on the Draft House 50 hotline. And like I said, oh, watching that, and boy, going through George Brett, this, as I'm watching the video, and this is in real time as it was happening, he's still absolutely irate. I mean, we're talking a minute, minute and a half afterwards, and he just almost can't control himself. He's so frustrated, walking off, being escorted off the field, still screaming. And Tim McClellan put the hand up, calling him out, Pine Tar, and the Pine Tar incident that happened. Unbelievable. We'll come back 2 o'clock hour. A lot happening. We're going to talk hoops. We're going to talk football. We're going to do a little bit of it all. Kevin Lehman kicks things off. He saw a lot of the primetime league over in Eastern Iowa. Hawkeyes, Panther players who impressed. Jack Nungy, the freshman incoming from Indiana. He was named the MVP of the league. We'll get Kevin's thoughts on a lot of hoops coming up. On the other side here, Jimmy B checks back in at about 2:25. Then Greg Steven, who runs the Iowa Barnstormer basketball program, he'll be here as well at about 2:40. All to come as we continue on. Jimmy B and TC on the Big Talker 1700, live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700 KBGG is the Big Talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700 KBGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multi-family homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. 3643 and online, wolfconstruction.net.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You feel an overwhelming sense of calm in 3, 2, 1. Your home and auto insurance is bundled like a baby in a warm, buttered blanket. The money you save rains gently down upon you. In bills, not in coins, because that would probably hurt.
Worries drift away when you bundle home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
A Wendy's Frosty is something special. And for a limited time, a Frosty is just 50 cents. An American classic for a classic price. It's not quite a milkshake, not quite an ice cream cone. It's definitely chocolate or vanilla. That choice is on you. Use a spoon or a French fry. Anything goes. A Frosty makes summer special. Yep, there's nothing quite like a Frosty. And there's nothing quite like this deal. A Frosty for 50 cents. Get yours before this deal melts away.
Small Frosty only at participating Wendy's for a limited time. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
1700 KBGG is the big talker in Des Moines with Dave Ramsey talking about your money and your life.
You can do this. You know, that really is the message. Whether you've got $270,000 in student loan debt or $27,000, whether you've got a $50,000 income or a $500,000 income.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 till noon.